You're listening to BBC Learning English.
Hello, welcome to On the Town from BBC Learning English. I'm Helen.
大家好，我是王菲，欢迎收听 BBC 的都市略影节目。
And today we're going to hear about one of the summer's biggest music festivals happening right now in the UK.
The biggest?英国最大的音乐节 Well, let me guess, is it Glastonbury?
Well, spot on. Glastonbury is the most famous rock festival in this country. And here are a few numbers to give you a sense of its sheer size.
Okay, I'm ready.
The festival began its life in 1970.
第一届 Glastonbury 音乐节是1970年举行的。
Now in its fourth decade, nearly every year, close to the end of June, over 100,000 music lovers camp on-site or nearby for a weekend music extravaganza.
Extravaganza, 盛会、盛典 Music extravaganza, 音乐盛会。过去几年里，每年六月底，最少有10万音乐迷都会到 Glastonbury 过周末，感受不同类型的流行音乐。
And the whole site is on an area about 1,000 acres. That's nearly 500 football pitches.
Wow, 占地1000英亩，差不多500个足球场那么大。
And of course, it was much smaller when it was first started all these years ago. Back in 1970, about 1,500 people attended the first ever Glastonbury. Here is what Michael Eavis, the founder of Glastonbury Festival, said after the event.
It was worth it for the success. We had people from America and from Germany and all over coming in saying, my God, it was fantastic. You know? And it was...So nice, because I haven't had any experience of it, obviously. And from the music side, apparently, it was rated with the other festivals.
刚才我们听到的是 Glastonbury 创始人 Michael Eavis 在1970年第一届音乐会结束后的采访。虽然当时参加的人数只有1500人，但他们认为在音乐上 Glastonbury 并不比其他音乐会差。
It was rated with the other festivals. One of the main reasons people go to Glastonbury is because you get the chance to see some of the biggest stars in music.
是的，每年 Glastonbury 都会邀请世界级的大牌明星来表演，这叫做 Headlining the Festival.
Limone has attended the festival a number of times, and here she shares her most memorable show.
I think one of my favourite Glastonbury performances has to have been the understated Radiohead in 2003. They are quite sublime live. They draw you in individually, getting lost in the music, and actually you get lost in it as well. And in a crowd of about 150,000 plus people, that is pretty impressive. It was just an awesome gig.
刚才是 BBC 音乐节目主持人 Limone 回想他印象最深刻的 Glastonbury 表演，那是2003年的时候，表演的乐队是 Radiohead， 这是一支英国摇滚乐队，成立于80年代。
Limone describes the band as understated. This means their style on stage was quite low key. It was simple and not over the top.
Understated, 低调的 Radiohead 在舞台上的表演并不夸张 It wasn't over the top.
And they're quite sublime live. Sublime is a really complimentary word, meaning very high quality and causing great admiration.
Sublime, 超群的、出众的，这是个很优美的形容词。Radiohead 在 Glastonbury 的表演非常出众，因为他们能够把每一位在场的歌迷都吸引住。
Yes, they draw you in individually, getting lost in their music. Now let's listen to Alex from the rock group Franz Ferdinand.
I really like coming to Glastonbury. It's the best of all the festivals. And the thing I love about Glastonbury is all the other stuff that's going on as well.I think you could stay here for a week, not see a single band, and still have a totally amazing time, and so much other crazy stuff going on. You know, it's been great.
就像 Alex 说的那样，除了音乐之外， Glastonbury 还有好多其他的活动，你可以在这里待上一周，就算不听一场音乐会，也能度过非常值得怀念的时光。
You can still have a totally amazing time without going to see a band.
不管你是不是音乐迷，六月底的 Glastonbury 音乐节都会给你带来意想不到的惊喜。这也是这个音乐盛会经久不衰的原因。
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
好了，今天的节目就到这儿。您可以在我们的网站上下载更多的英语节目。
That's bbcukchina.com. Bye for now.
Bye.